the Madras High Court in a significant decision today, ordering two things. One, there can be no by-elections to the 18 MLAs who were disqualified. And two, no confidence motion can be brought in the interim until the court disposes of this matter. This, of course, is a legal victory, at least an interim victory for Camp TTV, and certainly a blow for EPS and OPS.
Ratan Tata, the chairman emeritus of Tata Sons, in an exclusive interview to the Network 18 Group, has said that he is optimistic that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will deliver on his promise of a new India. He has also expressed confidence in Chandrasekharan leading the Tata conglomerate over the next 10 years. To catch all this and more, catch the interview on CNBC TV 18 and CNN News 18 today.
Rishi Kapoor is back in the news, and this time the veteran actor has slammed filmmakers Anurag Basu and Anurag Kashyap for creating a mess out of his and Ranbir Kapoor's career. The actor, in an episode of No Filter Neha, claimed that when directors are accustomed to be working on certain budgets and are suddenly given huge amounts, it is like bandar ke haath mein khilona aa jata hai and they go berserk. Ranbir has worked with Basu and Kashyap in Jagga Jasoos and Bombay Velvet respectively.
MS Dhoni has been nominated for the Padma Bhushan Award by the BCCI. He is the only nominee of the BCCI this year. This is the third highest civilian award in this country. Dhoni, who is a former India captain and the current wicketkeeper of the Indian cricket team, has always been a very pivotal part of this team. His most recent performance was against Australia, where he dug India out of a very deep hole to help them to a massive victory in Chennai.
As if the non-stop rain in Kolkata was not enough to frustrate Stephen Smith and boys, it has now been learned that the grilled chicken served to them was undercooked. Speaking to Cricket Next, a senior official said that the chicken needed to be cooked at 73 degrees centigrade, but that was not to be. Cricket Australia swung into immediate action and things have now been sorted.
Reliance Jio has now announced a festive offer on its 4G Wi-Fi dongle called the JioFi. Now, under this offer, the JioFi is being available at a price of ₹999 as opposed to its earlier price of ₹1999. Now, apart from providing internet connectivity, the JioFi can be used to make voice calls through the user's smartphone by using the Jio 4G voice app.
So one of the biggest launches of this year, the Tata Nexon, is set to take place tomorrow. But before that, we pit it against the segment leader, the Maruti Suzuki Vitara Brezza. Who comes out on top? You can read about that and more on news18.com.